see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this May 5th, Election Day 2026. Joining us on the line right now on Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy. Right after you got off the air with me last Tuesday, MERS News Service sent out the breaking news story about your legal case. And it was like, oh, man, I knew Ian said he had some things to talk about. So I guess we end up having to do it almost a week late. But there was some court decision going on in your case there with the Iron Pig.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So actually, to clarify, this case wasn't involved with us. It does play into what happened at the Iron Pig in 2020, but actually it's a restaurant bar out of the Midland Saginaw area. And essentially what happened is the Liquor Commission came in and on the spot demanded to see records, to see certain things. Now, when we signed that liquor license, we sort of give over permission because we are a licensed premises, right? So the idea is having a liquor license, not everybody can get one, so they are something special to have. And in order to get that license, we sort of give up some of our rights. And I said this to the investigator when he came in on December 5th to pull my license off the wall. I said, you're violating my due process rights. And he stood there in my face, Randy, and he said, no. You're a licensee. We can come in at any time. And the cop standing right there said the exact same thing. They can come in whenever they want without any notice. Well, anybody that knows what a Fourth Amendment due process rights are,
sure,
you can't do a warrantless search. And that's essentially what the Liquor Commission currently is allowed to do. So some folks in mid-Michigan decided to challenge that. And it got outside of Michigan into the federal court system, and the federal courts actually said the exact opposite. What they said is because this is a licensing agency, they should be protecting that licensee's Fourth Amendment even more than actually them giving up their Fourth Amendment. So what I'm pushing for now is to get it into law that the Liquor Commission, and quite frankly, these other agencies have some of this power as well, to where they can't just show up and demand to see records, demand to see receipts, demand to see all these things. Instead, they make an appointment to see records, to see receipts, to see these other things. That's what happened last week. And quite frankly, I didn't even know that this case was out there I just ended up reading about the case after it was decided and the brilliant ruling from this judge in a federal court. So the ruling, if this had been actually in effect in 2020, Brad Schakowsky, the Liquor Commission investigator enforcement officer, would not have been able to come into my restaurant at 6 o'clock at night and try and take my license off my wall and harass my staff and my customers. He would have never been able to do that.
Amazing. 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 And so now this ruling by this judge, this becomes legal precedent, correct?
It does become precedent, but what has to happen, and I've got Senator Huitenga on this already, is writing language to adopt this into Michigan law.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Because that has to change the administrative rules under which these bureaucratic agencies, departments operate.
Exactly.
Got it, brother. Stay through the break. More with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord, Old 27 off of exit 279 I-75. head south 1 mile east side of the road, right across the street from Otsego Lake. Ian, you also, the lawsuit with the Northwest Michigan Health Department, there was also a ruling that came out on that as well.
Yeah, there was. Kind of quietly in the night, we sort of knew exactly what Michigan's Supreme Court was going to do. You know, six Democrats and one Republican on that panel right now.
Sure.
They have a prior ruling. You know, we've talked about it on the show before. This catering company downstate, T&B Associates, they have the ruling that they like there. And that is that the health law 2253 and 2453, which is the second one that we challenged, they are basically holding on to that. They're saying that it is constitutional. The power still remains with the health department. They rescinded the orders. They were not orders in perpetuity, even though they were. But they basically stood on the fact that this T&V Associates case, when they brought it through the wrong venue. They made terrible arguments. You know, it's just like Marlena's case. These people, we tried to offer help, and their attorneys wanted all the glory. They wanted to be the ones to do this, that, and the other instead of making the proper arguments. So what happened is the state allowed the T&V Associates case to go all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court, and now that there are six Democrat justices sitting there, they decided that we like the power that the health department has. They saved thousands and thousands of lives during those 2 years. We think that the health department should have that. So when Iron Pig came up to challenge the local version of that statute, they said, nope, we already have the ruling we want, so we're not going to hear the Iron Pig versus the Health Department of Northwest Michigan case. So they basically denied our application, which, again, we sort of knew that that was going to happen, but we wanted to throw it up there and ask the question anyways. Sure. So as of today, pretty much the Iron Pig is done in court. We've done what we can do with the powers that be. And again, my biggest disappointment is that Republicans didn't do their job for the last 6 years and really push those nonpartisan Supreme Court candidates. I met one of them over the weekend, Cassandra, who's from Mayo up here. Wonderful judge. We need to get her elected to that panel. And this is my push over the next 6 months until this election is, it's not a midterm. Stop calling it a midterm. And you've got to tell your people that are going to vote, don't vote party line, flip that ballot over, fill in every single circle on that ballot. That's what needs to happen. That's what hasn't happened in the last 6 years. And the Democrats did a much better job of getting people onto that bench. And let's be honest, that bench is ultimately is what's going to rule on all of this nonsense, whether it's Michigan Public Service Commission stuff, whether it's health department stuff, whether it's DNR, doesn't matter. That panel is the law of the land that is going to interpret Michigan's Constitution. And in my opinion, it's a clown court right now. There's maybe four good justices on that panel, maybe. The others are appointees and are clowns. They don't have our best interests at heart. This is my big push moving forward.
Absolutely. And who are the two candidates you're supporting for the November 3rd general election ballot for Michigan Supreme Court?
Yeah, the one gal I met the other day, so there's two, I believe there's two seats that are coming up, and I haven't met all the candidates yet. So I got to meet Cassandra the other day. She's awesome. You know, I hear really good things coming out of Oscoda with her. And of course, we need more people from Northern Michigan to be involved in Lansing, and not just our reps, but the more we can get people in the AG's office, SOS office, that have some roots up here in Northern Michigan really help as well. Like, that's what I love hearing about Doug Lloyd, is that Doug Lloyd's got property up here in Northern Michigan. You know, he goes over to Boyne once in a while. He's been through the area. He knows what's going on. He knows the concerns about the AI data centers and the solar panels that are trying to take over forestry and ag up here. So we need to get more of these people that are from Northern Michigan that have our best interests at heart.
Excellent. Very good, good, good point. So, yeah, instead of midterm election, this I'm calling it Michigan election, because this determines the direction of Michigan. Like you say, midterm is like people just like, okay, why should I go to a midterm? Who cares? This is all hands on deck for the state of Michigan right now.
Right, exactly. And Republicans have notoriously not turned out for midterm elections for whatever reason. But today is another perfect example of that. May 5th, how many ballot measures are or millages are on ballots today?
67 out of 83 counties, 187 of them on the ballot to raise our property taxes.
And this shouldn't even be a thing.
Nope.
It needs
Didn't Rick Snyder and the Republicans back in the day, I thought they passed something to our election laws that killed these May elections. Did that not happen, or was that just a figment of my imagination back years ago?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't recall any of that, but I do know that there is a renewed push to eliminate these springtime elections. Because if you look at the statistics and the millages that are put forth and the amount of the millages that actually pass, it's insane. So it's almost guaranteed if you put on a May millage question, it's going to pass. And that's part of the problem, too, is we just have to get rid of these, and we've got to get out of that midterm mindset, in my opinion. You know, the last election was the biggest one in our lifetime. Well, guess what, folks? This one is, too, because Michigan is not in a good place right now. Let's be honest.
Well, one of the things that I'm making my absolute mission in life is to have both Cassandra Morse, M-O-R-S-E dash Bills is her last name, B-I-L-L-S, and Judge Michael Warner. He's the other candidate that the Republicans endorsed for Supreme Court. And and the reason that we've got to do this every single, not just this year, Ian, but every single election year going forward, when any of these Supreme Court justices come up for re-election or they're retiring, whatever, we need to focus on these Supreme Court justices here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely, 100%, for every reason that I just enumerated before.
Yep.
I said, when we're asking all of these questions, and there's going to be a ton more questions because our legislature in the last 6 years has been writing terrible laws, right? The Michigan Public Service Commission is just one of so many. The red flag laws, right? All that stuff. That's unconstitutional, right? So, I mean, there are so many questions that need to be put before this court. And quite frankly, the folks that are there now do not have our best interests at heart. They do not understand the separation of powers, the enumerated separation of powers in our Michigan Constitution. They're actually more stringent than the federal Constitution. It's wild to me just how bad these jurists are at that level.
One of the appointees by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she's never even been a judge. She had never been on the bench anywhere in the state of Michigan, and Whitmer appoints her to the Michigan Supreme Court. I mean, this is insanity what's going on.
Right, exactly. And if you look at the rulings that are coming out from this court versus 6 years ago, they're politicizing the court now. They're ruling almost exactly opposite. Just the T&V Associates case in and of itself is night and day compared to the downing of the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act. That court makeup versus this court is just completely different. And this is my main concern. It doesn't matter if we get a great governor in there. It doesn't matter if we have both chambers. If we are asking questions before a 6-1 Democrat court, there is nothing that a governor can necessarily do or both chambers can do. That court is the ultimate decision maker. Yeah, of course, we can try and take things outside of state court.
Yeah.
But the feds, a lot of times when they're state questions, they don't want to get – that's how INRI certified questions got booted back to Michigan. It went out to federal court, and they said, no, this is basically a state's rights issue, and booted it back to the Michigan Supreme Court. So
exactly.
It's awfully important. I mean, they are the head of that separate but equal branch.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, you sent me a text message of a flyer. Is that something you want to talk about on the radio?
Sure.
Regarding a restaurant for sale?
So I did send you that. What's wild, Randy, is I vastly underestimated the response I would get from that. So we did, and it's kind of always has been the plan for our downtown location that we lease. We've been talking about the last few months that we turned that into a speakeasy concept. The reason why we did that is because we want to get rid of that location, if you will. We've always known that Two Iron Pigs in Little Gaylord was never sustainable, but we needed some time to turn and drive that traffic to the new location. And that has happened, even though we're still getting like 20, 25 people a day coming downtown, even when we're closed down there. But so I put up looking for somebody to take over that operation, whether it's the Prohibition Speakeasy concept or if they just want to buy the furnishings, the furniture, the equipment, and the liquor license and open up their new shop. What happened is within less than 24 hours, I already have a buyer to take the new concept, Prohibition, the speakeasy, and continue that. They love it so much that they want to, and they're fans of ours, they're friends of mine. So it seems like we have already found a buyer for our downtown location.
Oh,
so we can
divest fantastic.
From that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep moving on. You know, we've got our eye over in Bel Air. Alpina keeps knocking on our door for some crazy reason. So we want to get out of that location so we can focus on, you know, we're looking at bottling our next batch of bourbon, hopefully in the next month or two. So we just kind of want to get out of that location. And I think that we have found some really good owners. So I'm looking forward to, in the next week or two, being able to announce the new owners and having a little bit of a party for them and a grand opening and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to continue having them as a sponsor. I love the idea, the concept. I've had a lot of people went there on purpose because of us talking about it on the radio, and would love to be able to maintain that momentum for them, keep that going. But a good friend of mine, actually, Mike Mahler, he is the former director of the Alpena Chamber of Commerce. I planted the seed with him. Oh, man, this was probably a year, year and a half ago. We're working on the Gardens of Alpena, a senior assisted living, memory care living, and independent living center over there in Alpena on property the developers, the builders bought from the city. And I mentioned to Mike, I said, man, you guys need an iron pig over here. There's no good barbecue. And he's like, that's a great idea. And I gave him your phone number. I don't know. Did you ever talk to Mike Mahler?
I didn't, but we've looked in Alpena before. I mean, we did a survey, gosh, it might have been around the pandemic or maybe just before, and looking at where are the areas that we could, who wants us to come to their community the most? And it was like 3-1 Alpena turned out in this survey. So I've looked at a couple of spots over there. Interesting. Alpena is an interesting community. I wish that the base was still over there.
Yeah, oh, God, yes. If it was there, it'd be unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. So Prohibition going to have a new owner-operator as soon. Have you guys signed papers yet?
They've signed a letter of intent, so that's the first step. So, I mean, it literally just happened over this weekend. So we're kind of doing due diligence on both our parts.
Yeah.
And they are excited. They want to get in moving as quick as possible. We're, you know, June is just right around the corner, so.
Yeah. Well, all we got to do is deal with that darn Liquor Control Commission again, eh?
Yeah, right.
All right, brother. We appreciate you very much. Looking forward to the new owners. And as always, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you as always, Trucker Andy.
On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.